God and his mission, something is wrong. We're not living a dedicated life. God wants everyone to live a dedicated life. I'm on this point of dedication because today we're going to be dedicating a beautiful young lady. But we need to understand something, though, that this dedication that the parents and family are presenting this young lady is something that God wants from all of us. Not just simply this precious young lady that will be turning 1 year old in about 2 weeks. Everything that we have. You know, in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, it says this. Speaking to the people, he went on. This was Jesus speaking. He says, take care. Protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. Life is not defined by what you have. See, some people think life is defined by what you have, and the more you have, the better your life. We even see it in the social media phenomenon. So the more followers you have, you know, the better, you know, your stuff is. Not so. You just may have a bunch of crazy stuff you're posting, and people just are intrigued by it. Did I say that out loud? I guess I did. But people will do, and you've seen it, I've seen it, people will do some of the craziest things just to get, watch this, some likes, some hearts, some sense of approval. Because what individuals don't realize is that life is not defined by what you have or who applauds for you. Your life and my life is defined by God. That's where our definition comes from. And when we are defined by God, therefore, watch this, we dedicate ourselves to the one who defines us, not the things that we own. Because some of us have lived long enough to realize things come and go. You may have it 1 minute and it may be gone the next. But what is eternal is God's love for you. So make sure that you dedicate your life, but you dedicate the things that God blesses you with. He says, this is now set apart for God and his purpose. Come on, God now opens up the door for you with a new business. Come on, you dedicate that business unto God. Come on, God, you know, shifts you over into a new home. You dedicate that home unto God. God, this home is not just for us. This home is for you. God blesses you, you know, with the fruit of your womb. Children, you dedicate those children unto God. They're not yours. Now, I know societal-wise, that's what we're taught, that these are children. This is my child. You are a steward designed to raise them, to get them to a place, watch this, where they can be self-sufficient and quite frankly live without you. And if they can't live without you, I won't finish that today. But that's not good. Our role is to help them, watch this, grow to a place where they can live whole and strong before Almighty God on their own. That's what parenting is about. So listen, there's three purposes to dedication. Baby dedication, or watch this, or just life dedication that I want to challenge all of us to live. Number one is this. It is a presentation of our children unto God for the drawing out and development of God's design for their lives. When we are dedicating something to God, whether that's our lives, whether that's our children, whether that's our possessions, we are saying now unto God in all the earth that this is now so that God's design can come alive from this possession or from this child. See, God has designed and has a unique gifting that is called you. There is not another you on the planet. Isn't it amazing when it just comes, you know, now, you know, to our fingerprint, that your fingerprint is unique? With all the billions of people on the planet, there's not a duplicate. My wife, Rhonda, and I, we have four kids, and the last two are twins, but their fingerprints are different. Even when there's twins or triplicates or, you know, it doesn't matter. There's still a distinction. Why? Because there is a unique design that God has given all of us so that we can fulfill his purpose and his mission. And when we are dedicating something, and just like, you know, the parents and family are going to do today, they're saying, now, God, we submit this young lady unto you so that you can draw your design out of her. Not what we want, but what you want. Come on now. What Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done in her life. That's what dedication is about. Not only for this young lady that's going to be presented today, but for each one of our lives on this Christmas season. The second purpose is baby dedication and a life committed to God is a public commitment to raise our children in the discipline and counsel of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says this. Fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment. But rear them tenderly in the training and discipline and the counsel and admonition of the Lord. Train them in the discipline, the counsel, the admonition of the Lord. Train them. Bring them up in that. Now, here's the thing that we have to make sure we understand. The only way we can do that is we have to submit to that counsel, that admonition, that training ourselves. Here's a lesson. Never lose this lesson. I've taught it for many years. I'm going to continue to reinforce it. We teach what we know, but we reproduce who we really are. So if we're going to bring our children up in the training, discipline, and counsel and admonition of the Lord, then we, as the adults, have to submit to it. Amen. It's called a dedicated life. You can't give away what you don't have. So when we are dedicating something unto God and we're dedicating someone unto God like we're doing on today, then it's the parents that are stepping up and the family that are stepping up to say, yes, we commit now to bring her up in the discipline and the counsel of God. Watch this, not our opinion, not what we think is best. Do you realize God has something to say about every situation? I said situation. He's got something to say. You know, I was talking to someone and they made this comment, and I've heard it for years too, when we're talking about children. He's like, yeah, you know they don't come with a manual. I said, well, that's debatable. Because God has given us some great instructions in his book about his heart, about raising our children in the nurture and admonition of him. Oh, there is a manual. Now the question is, will we yield to it? Third purpose is this when it comes to dedication. It is a solemn responsibility to consistently reflect hope, faith, and love in God to our children. Consistently reflect hope, faith, and love. In other words, we're going to lead by example. I used to have a teacher when I was in high school. I took graphic design. He was a great man. Loved him. And he would always do this. He would say, Anthony, look, this is what you don't do. I'm going to do this, but don't you do this. I mean, that was his lesson. It seemed like every day he would do something that he was like, don't you do this. I'm just going to do it, but don't you do it. How many of you know, I get what he was doing, but when it comes to our life before God, that's not what we want to do. That's not how we want to present to our children. Like, listen, don't you do this. You know, you forgive, but I'm mad at my sister. I'm not talking to them, but don't you do this. You do what God says. And our children will look at us funny. Because they're saying, wait a minute, that's not what you do. Set the example. So when we are making a dedication, we are saying, yes, I acknowledge that it's my responsibility to set an example of faith, hope, and loving God at all times, especially in those moments when you want to get in your feelings. Turn to somebody next to you and say, now you know you got some feelings. Come on, we all do. We all do. But in those moments, watch this, choose to worship God. Yes. See, worship is when you choose God over the other stuff that's trying to pull you someplace else. So now you want to be mad, but your worship says, nah, but I yield to God. So God, I'm going to grace them just like you have graced me. That's the dedication element, ladies and gentlemen. So before we dedicate this beautiful young lady, I want to extend this invitation to everyone present to live a dedicated life. Do this with me. Bow your heads right there where you are, please. Come on, you at home as well.